We are very much encouraged and inspired to worship the Lord worthily because of the word that is given unto us through his servant Anna Devadana. Now let us go for the dedication of the child of our dear brother Ebenezer and his beloved wife, our sister Phoebe. Everyone likes to have male babies. I do not know. In the Bible, it is not written like that. But there is something which always inspires the people to have. Now, I don't want to tell that thing. Why, you know? They do think in a different way. But in my sight, all are equal. No male, no female. All are equal in the sight of God. In addition to that, I can say, daughters are better than sons. If anybody contend with me, then I can give you answers also. Now, this is not the time for a debate, but I am telling my personal experience. If you take it, otherwise leave it, no problem. This is my conviction, but God has not given me daughters. That's why I feel. So, Abby is blessed to have both. Right. Now let us see in the light of the word of God. 12 o'clock, we have to close. A familiar portion, Psalm 127. Familiar portion, which is known to almost all Christians, by heart also. 127, 3, 4, and 5. 3, 4, and 5. All together, please. Kumarulu Yehovanu Grahinchu Swasthyamu Garbhaphalamaini Chu Bahumaname Yavana Kalamundu Puttina Kumarulu Balavantuni Chetiloni Banamula Vantivaru Varuto Tana Ambula Podi Nimpukunna Vadu Dhanyudu Attivaru Siggupadaka Gommamulu Tama Virodhulato Vadinchu. In this portion just read, there are three important words. First one is, what is written? Quickly, please. Fifth verse, what is the particular word there? Heritage. Heritage means you can understand in different ways. But I am not going to tell the synopsis of all these things. Only one thing, that is our property. And a heritage, milk, all these things, no? Not like that. Actually speaking, in some other verse in English, please read. This is a King James version. Gift of the Lord, that is also not proper. Anybody else? No, fifth verse only. A third verse only. A reward is okay. Heritage for that. Anyhow, I understand that it is our property or possession. Our property. Don't say, what is your property means? I am having this land and that land. See, for example, when we travel by bus or train, some co-passengers will be there. When we board the train in Secunderabad, going towards Kakinada, by the side of us, some passengers are sitting. After some time, we'll start talking to them. Where are you going? We are going to Kakinada. We are also going to Kakinada. Okay. Next, they will ask, what they will ask? What are you doing, sir? I am doing this job or that job. Next. This is usually we find. How many buffaloes do you have? How many sheep you have? Do people ask, please? What do they ask? How many children do you have? How many children do you have? Next, what are they? What are they? See? Then continues the conversation in so many ways. Now, this is not the time to continue because time is very short. Please keep it in mind. So what is our property? That is very, very important. Our property is not gold. Our property is not land. Our property is not some other thing like flats and plots. Our property is not buffaloes or sheep or cow or anything else. Many people do take glory in their material property. For that, I can tell you one verse. Genesis, now you can estimate what it is. Genesis chapter 15, verse 2. One of you read it in English. In Telugu also you can read. For all English people. Now I will read in Telugu. Anduku Abrahamu, Prabhu aina Yehova, naikemi ichina nemi. What is the use of giving all these properties? All these sheep. What is the use? I don't have children. That means, what does it say? Children are more precious than the whole world. I can compare this in the New Testament also. What shall it profit a man if he shall lose his soul, gain the whole world? What is the use? You are gaining the whole world, but losing your own soul. What is the use? Prapanchananta sarvaprapanchani jayinchi pranani pogutukondi em prayojanamaya? Em labham cheppandi? That means, our soul is more precious than the whole world. That is the meaning of it. I understand. I didn't have this kind of understanding till 38 years of my life. I didn't want to get married. At the age of 38, I got married. Brother Baksing called me and told me, Brother Andrew, you have to get married. Then your ministry will be fruitful. Then I was in BHEL. Then I thought, let me be free and serve God. Go wherever I want. Suppose I get married, I will be coupled. I will be bridled. Then children. So my God, very difficult. I have been observing everywhere. I did not experience the value of children. God allowed me to get married. At the age of 38, I got married. That is 87. And then 88, God blessed me with a baby boy. Again, 88, second one. My wife underwent a cesarean, C-section. My wife is a doctor. Other doctor unto whom my wife went, she laughed at her. What, ma'am? You are a doctor. You see, 88, one son is blessed. Immediately, 89, second son means, what about that? At least there should be gap of 2 years, minimum, but you don't have. Then my wife told, because already I have given her injections. You understand? So what is that means? When God gives, we have to take. That's all. Does he not know that he is very weak? Does he not know she has undergone C-section? C-section? Does he not know? He knows. Then, all right. Why I am telling? Please note that children are more precious than the whole world. One child is more than the whole world. Then suppose you are having 10 children, more than 10 worlds. I believe it. Many people now, oh, Babu, who will bother? So yesterday I had been to one house. Casually, in our conversation, a thought arose, and then I started telling about the value of children. Then that sister, what she told me, you should have come 10 years before. Now you are coming, what is the use? We have become old. You understand? Many people don't value for children. తెలుగులో చెప్తారు, ఒకటి ముద్దు, రెండు హద్దు, మూడు వద్దు, నాలుగైతే ఏసి గుద్దు. హౌ ఫూలిష్ పీపుల్ యు నో. సో ప్లీజ్ డోంట్ సే దట్ వర్డ్. సి 128 జెనసిస్, వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ సే? పీపుల్ యూజ్ దర్ ఓన్ మైండ్, దే డోంట్ నో ద వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ చిల్డ్రన్. సో యంగ్ వన్స్ హు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్ మ్యారీడ్, ప్లీజ్ కీప్ ఇట్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్. డోంట్ ఎర్న్ మనీ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్. Let the children suffer with poverty, no problem at all. When they suffer from poverty, you know, they come to closer to God. When there is plenty, you know, very difficult. I will tell you many, many examples in this matter. 128, what is written there? Enough. So God said, first word, what is that? Be fruitful. Fruitful. In Telugu, palinchi. The second word, increase. Increase. Abhruddhi. Ante, agadikam kavala increase ayindi. Na salary increase ayindaya. Enta ayindi nee salary? Undichina vachinappudu 4000 undi gaani, ippudu 5000 increase. Abba, em santoshamo. How happy he is. So you want salary to be increased. You want your hen to lay more eggs. Do you want your hen more lay eggs or one or two? Oka guddu muddu, rendu guddu, rendu gudlu haddu, moodu gudlu vaddu antavu. How foolish, you see. Pillalu ekkuva unte, ayyo kashtam ani. Please, please, please. May be difficult, but I tell you, your property is only children. Not your money, bank balance, plots, flats, gold. No, I can tell you what is going to be the loss by all these material blessings. Now, this is not the time. So, fruitful, increase, increase. Then, third verse, third word, multiply. What is that? Multiply. Night I was telling 2 plus 2, how much I said? 4. One fellow told me, 2 plus 2 is 4. 2 multiplied by 2 is also 4, sir, he said. Are Baba, addition is different, multiplication is different. Okay, 2 plus 2 is 4. No doubt about it. 2 multiplied by 2 also 4. Then 4 plus 4? 4 plus 4? 8. 4 multiplied by 4, you said no, you see 4, and 6, 16, plus 16, how much? 32, isn't it? That is addition, but multiplication 16 multiplied by 16, but do we have children like that? Why I am telling, this is not a story I am telling you, please. You want your salary to be increased. You want your hen to lay more eggs. You want have more property. You want everything more only. Is there anyone who wants to have only one pair of clothes, two pairs of clothes, please? If you go and see in the Almira, at least one lorry load. I have seen in many, many places. Please don't ask me where you have seen. How many, chappal? Oh my God. At least 100 Jayalalitha? Jayalalitha matter, that is a different issue. You don't worry about it. Even our people also. Why I am telling, that is not our property. Our property is children. See, my wife, after my two children, one day she told me, had God given 20 children, would have been better. Why I am telling you, now I know the value. What is the use? After 50s, I have come to know the value of children. Now I preach like this. Before that, you know, I'm sorry, I used to say one word. You have to forgive me. Pandulaga nattugantara anevanni. I did not know. Emotionally, I spoke. Now I know. So this promise is very, very important. 128. Chapter 1, verse 28, what we have just now read. Many people do think, no, not necessary. Please. So our property is only children, but not the material things, not worldly things. The second thing, you know, what I am telling you is, why God has given the children? Why God has given the children? So now, in between, now we are not looking into, now just a fifth verse you see, please. Why God has given. 127. Full of them. Happy is the man whose quiver is full of them. In the gate. Full of them means what are they? Fourth verse. So that means our children should be like arrows. That is more important. Please keep this in your mind. Not educating them like doctors, engineers, collectors. Good. I appreciate you. No doubt about it. That should be given secondary place. The second place must be given unto this worldly prosperity. But we must be given first place unto spirituality. That is important. That means our children should be arrows in the mighty hand. Who is the mighty hand? According to book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. Who is mighty? God is mighty. The 9:6, you see, quickly. Child is born. Son is given. Government shall be upon his shoulders. Wonderful counselor, enough, he's the mighty God. In his hands, this arrow should be used. That is the purpose. But we want our children to be used in the hand of the devil. Now, I have seen number of children, you know, well educated. Uncle, such a long message, you know, just 15 minutes enough. Our children. I am talking about children, please. I am not talking about the heathen. They don't care. If they want to, sit in the church, very difficult for them, just like sitting on thorns. They go to some other church, just 15 minutes, half an hour, uncle, that's all. They say, why I am telling you, they don't like. Because of their education, understand. Why you are telling like this? Why you are telling like that? Why? I'm very sorry to say. By God's grace, I have been to so many places. For God's glory, I'm telling. Very few people are bringing up their children in the fear and the nurture and the knowledge of Christ. That is important. This is secondary. Worldly prosperity is good. I don't deny it. When my children wanted to study, the elder one wanted to go for engineering, the second one wanted to go for medicine. But my fault in one way, in the other way, I am right. So I will tell you what was my fault. Now I will tell you. I told my son, second son, he was a topper in the college. then my wife and my father-in-law and all our dear ones expected my second son to go for medicine. I said, no, don't go for medicine. An atheist can become a doctor. A Hindu can become a doctor. A Muslim can become a doctor. But they cannot become the servants of God. God gave me promises before they were born. I gave their names also before they were born. I told my wife, this is going to be his name, this is going to be his name. Second one, people will laugh at me. I said, let the people laugh. What is there? Why do you worry about it? God is giving, his name is going to be Asher. I said, how can you say? Yes, God spoke to me very clearly from my portion. That's why I'm telling you, see, one fault is immediately, that is 88, one born, 89 again means very difficult. Only one year gap, that's all. May one person born, 88, 89 June one person born. How short it is? Our doctor is here. Doctor Amma, sister will laugh at me. What is this? Okay, let them laugh. I am not bothered about it. Why I am telling you? When he grew up, now my wife says, had God given 20 children like this, would have been better. Why? I told him, you have to serve God. God gave me a promise. Both of you. Why I am telling? Our children should be arrows in the mighty hand of God. Wherever they are, let them be MPs, let them be MLAs, let them be doctors, let them be engineers. We appreciate, good. But they should be in the mighty hand of our God. They should be witnesses wherever they are. They should be witnesses. Do we give priority when we are well educated? Difficult. When he goes for medicine, 24 hours he must be after the books. 24 hours he must be vigilant because he has to do justice unto his job. 24, midnight also people will come. Stomach is paining like anything. Now I'm not able to live. I may die. Doctor means definitely we have to get up and then see. I don't know whether sister sleeps. Suppose some serious patient comes, sister, I am very tired. I don't want to see you. Will you say, Amma? Without sleep also, you must go and then look after. You see, responsibility. So what I am telling you is, serving the Lord, that is the greatest privilege. So I told my son, go for BA. BA? BA. Yes, BA only. Go. Then, you know, Mr. MRF Isaac, you know him. Brother, why do you send him? No, brother, let it be. My father could not educate me because of many children. Just I read BSc only. Then I said, why BSc? What is the loss you tell me? I said, no loss, brother. God has blessed me like anything. Now I am next to the owner of MRF factory, rubber factory. Such a big factory. 4,000 crores or 5,000 crores more than that property. And to that one, the owner of that property has entrusted everything unto him. High position. Besides that, you know, he serves the Lord like anything. I have been telling unto him, give up your job and come away. Give up your job and come away. Brother, I will pray. Oh, you want both, all right, sail. I'm not bad. Now he says, brother, pray, brother, so that Lord may deliver me from this. A fag end of your life, you want to come and serve like that. I kept it in my mind. I did not tell him. You understand? So he came for the Chicago convocation also. What I am telling you, give priority unto God's work. That is what I am telling. So God spoke to me. I sent him to Loyola College. That is in Alwal. So that principal, why you are choosing BA? I will give you mass communication seat. That is fetching one. We have to pay at least 5 lakhs or 3 lakhs a donation to have that seat, that latest. Why are you? My father told, that's why I want to tell. Who is your father? My father is a pastor. Okay, all right. He never did say anything. So he took BA. Why I'm telling? I'm not exaggerating. I'm not saying anything great. See, when God gives, let us serve the Lord. That is more important. So by God's grace, he will come to America also. Nothing to worry about. Why I'm telling? The greatest privilege, serving the Lord. Nothing else. The elder one is there. For that also I will come. Now, the first thing is, who are children? Heritage. That is our property. Be proud of your children. Don't look down upon them. As God has given so many children, I am not able to feed. Let us be poor. No problem. We learn many things by poverty. We come closer to God. We know the value of other poor people. When we become rich, you know, how we look after, we know. That's why there are people that talk so much about the Bible, they can't give a single pie to a poor fellow. I know it. I will tell you from my experience. So my dear brothers and sisters, children are our property. Second one, how they have to be? They have to be arrows in the mighty hand of the Lord. They, wherever they are, they must be used. I'm very happy about some of you because you involve in God's ministry. I really appreciate. I don't take the demerits of a person. I want to take the merits of a person and then use him. That should be our quality. Praise the Lord for such kind of children. Bring up your children as arrows into the mighty hand of God. The third thing is, how can we bring up? That's why 2:10, that is 2:10 of Exodus. Just a few verses I will tell and close. That's all. This is important. How many of you do give priority and to the work of the Lord? What are your values? Do you give values for the sake of education, money and all these? Secondary, my dear ones. Secondary, you give. But how much time you are allowing unto children to pray and to read the Bible? That is important. Secondary education. I don't say 24 hours be after. Give Caesar, Caesar, God's, God's. That's why I'm telling now. You see what is written? 9th verse. Enough. That's all. Take this child and nurse it for me. In Telugu, nobody is having. I myself will read. Because you are all English people, no? That's why that is the problem. Pillavaniki palichi na koraku penchundi. Antena ade undandi Telugulo? Jeetam ista. Neeku em ista neeku? Jeetam istanu annadu. చూడండి 2:9 ఫరో కుమార్తె ఆమెతో ఈ బిడ్డను తీసుకొని పోయి నా కొరకు వానికి పాలిచ్చి పెంచుము. ఇంగ్లీష్లో నర్సిట్ అన్నారు. ఇది హీబ్రూ లాంగ్వేజ్ నుంచి వచ్చింది కాబట్టి కొంచెం డిఫర్ అవుతుంది ఒరిజినల్ లాంగ్వేజ్. పాలిచ్చి పెంచుము. పాలిచ్చి పెంచితే నీకేమిస్తా? వేజెస్ ఇస్తా. ఏమిటా జీతం? అదే బహుమానం, ఘనత. See, we have to appreciate some parents now. How you brought up these children. We are really appreciate you. Why, you know, such children you have got. Some parents are there. I don't want to tell the names. I really appreciate. Their children, you know, they live for the Lord. Even though they are holding a big post. What a great privilege it is. You may be having good education. Doesn't matter. It is also good. But above all, you must serve God wherever you are. Now, let us come to the parent side. So, what we have to do? We must nurse our children for the sake of the Lord. We must give milk unto the children and bring them up, not for our sake, for Lord's sake. There, Pharaoh's daughter says, for my sake. Here, God says, for my sake. So now we have to bring up children for whose sake? For God's sake. For God's sake. How we have to be as parents? In this matter, I failed. That's why I'm telling you. Please, this is a practical one I am telling you. First and foremost thing is, we must set an example before our children. Second Timothy chapter 1, 3 and 4. Just verses I will tell and close. Just I will give you some point. It is very, very important. 2 Timothy chapter 1, 2 and 3. Then continue. So how his faith has been descended? First, grandmother. Next, mother. Grandmother's faith has come to mother. Mother's faith has come to son. So what I am telling you is, let us set an example before our children. What faith we are influencing in the lives of our children, that is very, very important. Do we set an example in our family? We quarrel among ourselves, wife and husband. They quarrel like anything before the children only. Before the children only they quarrel. They hate each other. They look with a frown look. They go on torturing with words. So many things. It happens at home. When the children look at, they will keep it in their mind. If you want to fight with each other, you know, send the children to school. Bolt behind and then go on fighting. No problem. Till your anger is subsided. Why I am telling you, set an example. That is very, very important. Very, very important means set an example. I can tell you so many things. So that is the first one. How to nurse them. Set an example. The second thing, what I am telling you, in the case of Abraham, you know pretty well. You see, when Abraham was taking the child to be sacrificed, so they were going. What did he say? Dad, where is the lamb? Where is the lamb, he asked. And what did Abraham said, God will take care. Jehovah, isn't it? Why I'm telling, how could he ask that question? Dad, where is the lamb? How could he ask? It was a regular practice of Abraham. That's why he was able to make out. Where is the lamb? No lamb here. This should be in every family. There I fail. Why, you know? I was wandering throughout. I was not having family prayer because if I stay at home, I can have. One night here, one night there, one night there, one night there. Throughout wandering. See, that's why, please have a regular prayer. Regular taking the children to the house of God. Don't leave the children at home and go alone. Take them. In all the circumstances, I am not saying, as the Lord leads you, do it. But one thing, you know, take the children to the house of God regularly. You see, for anything, no problem at all. God guides you. I am not dogmatically telling. So I am telling you from my experience. That is the second. First thing is, set an example. Be holy before them. Be humble. Don't be proud. Don't be hypocrite. Don't be a subtle fellow. Don't be selfish before the children. Let the children see. Let the children see who we are. How generous, how kind, how humble. Sometimes, you know, when the children come something wrong, we beat them like anything. We don't know the real reason, yet we beat. Then we will come to know, unless I have bet him, then I'll go and ask forgiveness. Ask forgiveness, children, also. Nothing wrong in that. That my beta, I bet you without reason. I'm sorry. Say like that. Take him. You don't. No. Prestige. Brother, we become lean before them. Lean at the before. Ask forgiveness. When we went to Brother Baksing and told him certain thing, you know, sorry, Andrew, I don't know that. There we learn. What is wrong if you ask forgiveness? When you have done something wrong, you want to keep up your prestige? No. So this is the thing which we have to do. So be humble, be holy, be prayerful, be watchful. All these things you know pretty well. That is setting an example, first one. The second thing is, pardon? Take them to the house of God regularly. In everything, regularly. Third thing I'm telling, Job. We don't do such kind of thing. Job. Why I'm telling? Certain things I did not do. That's why my elder son went astray. Sometimes we felt as if we are away from. How much we wept, you don't know. But God has been so gracious. And God has restored him 80%, I can say. But he never goes and does any harm to anybody. He never takes anything from anybody. He never hurts anybody. I know it. Such a kind-hearted fellow. But fault is with us, not with you. That's why I'm telling once again, set an example. You see, Job chapter 1. I will show you one more verse. Afterwards, I'll close it because time is too late. Job. Chapter 1, I believe. You see? Fifth verse. Continually Job did. What a wonderful man he is. Do you correct your children? Do you observe your children where they are going? What sort of taps are using? What sort of cell phones they are using? And with whom they are talking? And when they are coming home? And what they are doing separately? Nowadays in America, everyone is having his own room. Own room. What they are doing in the room. Are you able to observe? You see, Job, you know, whenever they used to have the feast, you know, my children might have committed some sin. So let me wash them. Let me sanctify them. Do you do that? We don't do that. My children don't do anything. My children don't do anything. We always go on defending our children. Now, please, even if your children are right, don't despise other children. One day what happened, you know, I am telling you very openly. See, somebody came and told me, see, your son has bet my son. I said, my son bet you? Yes, my elder son. I asked, did you beat? No, daddy. No, without beating, how can he say? No, you call that man and then call the others also who were there as witnesses. Then you deal with me, my son said. No, I don't want. So he has come. Means father of the son has come. Brother, my son is beaten by your son. Then I took chappal. Brother, believe it. This is the mistake we commit. Before his father only, I bet with the chappal. Then some people came to me rushing, brother, brother, find out the things, find out the things, and then beat. Why you are beating? No, don't tell me. I'm a short-tempered fellow, all of you know, those who are very close to me. I bet like, do you know? From that day onward, that fellow turned again. You did not inquire properly. See, hearing this man, you are coming. My idea is this. What is my idea? So my son should not commit anything. So I did not spare time for him. I did not love him. I always used to take the stick and then go on beating. That was my. Please, my humble request, holding my two hands, I'm telling you, don't beat the children. That's why this is the law in America. There are many reasons not to abuse and not to beat the children. There are many reasons. You may be knowing some reasons, but I know some other reasons also. Because I go around and then get news. I am coming here to learn, not to teach others. Always keep it in mind. I am coming here to learn, not to teach others. You may be thinking, now, what I am telling you, see, before the children, where they are going, when they are coming, are they reading the Bible? Are they praying? How they are behaving with others? They must observe. You see, he is asking, sacrificing. My children might have committed something wrong. Let me have the propitiation for them. So he sacrificed. Do we do like that? Always we go on defending our children. Our children. This is my humble request. So first one is, set an example. The second one is, take them regularly to the house of God. That is important. Education is secondary. This is important first. The third thing is, examine them. Have survey over. Don't be after the job only 24 hours. Job, 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 job. The fourth one, where I have failed. So what I am telling you, the children are the property. God has given these children to be his witnesses and signs and wonders wherever we are. Our main purpose is to live for the Lord, not to live for ourselves. Don't worry about the property, job and all these things. I appreciate these Americans in some aspects. In some aspects, in course of time, I may appreciate because I am not matured. What I know, I am telling you. What is that? What is that means? See, wonderful. Wonderful means wonderful. They leave their children unto their fate in one way. Means up till this age only, afterwards have your own. That is also true. Why I am telling you? That's why they don't read properly. Very few people are educated, very much educated. That other people are not educated. Why they are doing like that? That is also a reason for it. Now I am not telling, just I'll give you one. This thing. You know, what is that mean? Dignity of labor. Do something and eat a fellow. That is important. That is the word of God says. Without working, don't eat. In Thessalonians, it says very clearly. Our people, you know, father earns for three generations. How he earns, you know, one is on the table, one is under the table. They earn like anything. Gather money for generations together. What a loss. We are spoiling our children. That's why, my dear brothers and sisters, whatever, let it be any job, no problem. But they must learn. Even at home also, don't pamper them and then bring them up. Let them be taught how to cook and how to sweep and how to wash. All these things we have to teach. We don't do it. Education, 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 education. That education only will lead you to... I don't want. Then you can fill it up. This is... what is happening? They don't care. Please, please. Dignity of labor. Whatever may be. That is not important. Second thing that is. First and foremost, live for God, wherever you are. Let them be witnesses. Oh, the fourth one, what I am telling you is, give Caesar's to Caesar, God's to God. In my life, I never did care for my personal things or my family matters. My wife sometimes asked me, why did you get married? What does it mean, I asked. Never you share anything with me. What is happening outside also you don't share with me. As soon as you come home, just within 5 minutes after eating, you will be in deep sleep. Whom to share my thoughts? Whether you believe it, my wife is a gem. That's why today I am able to stand. Otherwise, you know, where I would have been, I don't know. That's why I am telling you again and again, my dear one. Give time to your wife. Give time to your children. Give time to God. Caesar, God's God. God's God. 24 hours, God's work. Then I was not well educated with the word of God. I believed only 6, Matthew 31 and 32. 31? 31 only, no? With that, I will close. What is 31? 31 or 33? Matthew chapter 6. Seek my kingdom and my righteousness. 33. I fully believed it. First God's house. First God's children. Gospel, visiting, going, spending, everything. God. Holding the Bible, I can tell you. But God has been so gracious. God is no man's debtor. That's why today I can tell you with a humble heart, God never did leave me. Honor God. Without my experience, I did not care for my family and my children. So far, I have not gone to the school of my children where they studied KG or primary. That is LKG in India, LKG, UKG, first standard, high school, college, university. I never did see also. Why I am telling? God's work. That's why my son had to go astray. By God's grace, is coming. Got married. He is blessed with one son. And he is going to be blessed with the second son also in the month of September, God willing. Now I am telling, you beget any number of children, no problem. Because I know the value of children. God will honor. God will meet our needs. So please give time for children also. Give time for your partners. Give time to God. God's time, God, wife, parent, children, job. Please have a balanced life. I did not do that. That's why devil worked through. And then, so these 4 points I'm telling. First one is, what is our amount of the responsibility, I am telling. But who are children? Heritage. And there should be arrows in the mighty hand of God. And how we have to make them arrows? Only by our exemplary life. Second one, house of God, regular. Third thing, Examine them, where they are, why they are coming late, with whom they are talking. Lovely teeth. Don't go on beating all the time, like a buffalo. Always putting down, don't put down. Love them. Grace and truth must go together. Both should go together. And the fourth one is, Caesar's a Caesar, God's God. God will. So our dear ones have been blessed with the baby boy, Daniel Joy. His name is going to be given, Daniel Joy. Now, as a church, we are going to dedicate him unto the Lord. What is the meaning of dedication? One man said, dedication is medication, brother. What is medication? Hey, please don't do it. What is dedication? The meaning of dedication is setting apart. That is the meaning. Setting apart. Setting apart. For a specific work. See, for example, I have told you last time also, I believe. What is that? In the theater, there are some instruments for operation. These instruments are used only for operation, not for having the beard shaved or for cutting the vegetables in the kitchen or in the barber shop. Those instruments are exclusively meant for theater only. Our doctor will tell everything. Exclusively there, not to be used anywhere. In a barber shop, we find some instruments, isn't it? For having this, isn't it? Do you use those things in the kitchen? You don't use it in the kitchen, specifically for that work. So in a temple, instruments are used. Do you use those instruments again at home? No. Exclusively. So also, we are dedicating this child for the glory. That is the meaning of it. Many people don't have this faith. They want to have their children to be dedicated in the house of God. Prayers will never be in vain. That's why with so much of faith, they have brought their child before the congregation to be prayed for. We are not praying. Congregation is praying on behalf of the congregation. Some people say, never ask, pray for me, they will never. We are praying for you. Good. But pray for us, never they will say. I have been going through and I have been observing the people. Anyhow, okay. When they are praying, okay. The great man of God, Saint Paul, he said, I beseech you, brethren, to pray for me, he said. Great man of God. This is not the time to go into all those things in detail. Now, keeping all these things, let us dedicate this dear, precious son and to God as a church. Now, we will pray for